Coffee County in Douglas, Georgia, announced they are planning to build a $50 million peanut shelling plant near Douglas, Georgia. This week, they've announced the players in that game. Organizations of the company started the plans in November 2014 with 7 peanut buying points, which will warehouse the peanuts for the growers at harvest and supply them to the shelling plant. The board of directors of Premium Peanut represents 7 buying points. Steve Dixon of the Dixon Farm Supply, Gabe Evans of the Urbanville Peanut and Grain, Ralph Evans of Douglas Peanut and Grain, Kent Fountain of Southeastern Gin, Gene Waldron of the Deep South Peanut Company, Drew Walker of Jeff Davis Peanut and Grain, Scott Williams of Dixie Peanut Producers, and Gary Evans, the general manager of Premium Peanut. The shelling plant plans to have a capacity of 200,000 tons, but they expect to shell this year, starting in September, about 110,000 tons. Peanut farmers were fortunate to have a separate payment limit in the new farm bill. Larger peanut farmers are likely to be impacted with this new payment limit. Remember now that the total amount of payments that a farmer can receive under peanuts by a person or legal entity for their price loss coverage program is limited to no more than $125,000 annually. If a producer exceeds this amount, he can still get a loan, but must repay at the principal plus interest. Remember now, USDA, if they lower the price of peanuts below $3.55 and create a market gain, which is the minimum price support, the gain will be applied to that payment limit. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.